Welcome to Press TV's special coverage of the International Quds Day. The last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan was designated by the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini, as International Quds Day. It is a day when people flock to the streets in their millions to pledge their allegiance and remind the world of the plight of the Palestinians and stand with the Palestinian cause. Just like all years, this year as well, Iranians, among others, will be taking to the streets across the country to show their solidarity with the people of Palestine. This year's International Quds Day comes at a specifically poignant time because this is the day when Palestinians are also marking the first anniversary of Israel's summer onslaught on the Gaza Strip that took place in 2014. Over 2,200 Palestinians were killed, many of them women and children. According to the UN, of course, international human rights law was violated by Israel. War crimes were committed. We are now being joined by our correspondents in Ramallah as well as Jerusalem al-Quds. Let me start off with Ramallah. Mona Qandil joins us live from there. Now, Mona, tell us how much of preparation is being going into International Quds Day at your end, which is, of course, the Palestinian cause at the heart of it all.
Good morning, Fatima. The Palestinians today are really in need for real support for the Palestinian cause in general and for the Al-Quds Jerusalem. As Imam Ayatollah Khomeini stated when declaring the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan that Al-Quds, the issue of Al-Quds is not a private or personal issue. It's not also the exclusive problem of one country, nor the present day problem of all Muslims. It's a phenomenon concerning faithful people of all ages, past, present, and the future. So the Palestinians today are really in need for such words and of such positions as well. As you have mentioned, the Al-Quds International Day comes as the Palestinians are marking the first anniversary of the Israeli war on Gaza Strip. Up till the moment, the Gaza Strip and its people are still facing this destruction in the Gaza Strip. They are still waiting for rebuilding their homes and the institutions there. And of course, the Israelis, those who committed the crimes against children and women in Gaza Strip, are still not brought to the International Criminal Court. Today, it's the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. The Israeli army has stationed soldiers and more soldiers at checkpoints surrounding the Jerusalem city. They are preventing Palestinians from the occupied West Bank and, of course, from Gaza Strip to enter Al-Quds in order to perform prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. But the Palestinian youths and teenagers, as well as men and women who can manage to enter Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and in other ways, those who don't have permits, they try to climb the separation wall that is between the occupied Ramallah and Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and manage to enter Al-Quds. Well, as you have mentioned, we expect rallies all over the globe, as well as here in the occupied West Bank, let's say following Friday prayers, to express support for the Palestinians and to express support for Al-Quds, while the atrocities of the Israeli army have never stopped. The aggression against Palestinians, especially in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and those strict measures that are suffocating Palestinians there in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, are still continuing. And with the formation of the latest Israeli regime by Benjamin Netanyahu, more aggressive policies and more aggressive laws have been approved lately against the people of Jerusalem, particularly, let's say, they are not able to build in their own land, and they are not able to move freely. They are not even able to enter the Al-Aqsa Mosque, even if they live in the same city in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, while the Israeli settlers are continuing to storm Al-Aqsa a mosque on daily basis under the protection of the Israeli soldiers and of course with the orders of the Israeli regime.
All right, speaking of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, let me just cross over to Jerusalem Al-Quds. Joining us now is Mohammed Hamayel, Press TV's correspondent in Al-Quds. Now, Mohammed, today is also a Friday when many Palestinians try to come to the Al-Aqsa Mosque to say their Friday congregational prayers as well. Tell us a bit more about International Quds Day at your end.
Well, the Palestinians in Jerusalem hope that the size of the activities on International Quds Day will bring a lot of international attention to their plight, especially in Jerusalem, where Israel's committing constant crimes against them, including from Judaizations to settler attacks and even illegal archaeological digging. The situation in Al-Quds right now, however, everything is quiet, with Israelis placing checkpoints in the city itself as well, and around it, tightening their military measures to stop any form of protest or march during Quds Day. Traffic in the city is stopped, especially near the old city itself. There were calls for widespread protests and marches today after Friday prayers. Thousands of Palestinians, however, have already began heading to Al-Quds today. And as this is the last Friday of Ramadan to pray in Al-Aqsa Mosque, International Quds Day is the day when Palestinians actually get in touch with their historical connection to the old city and renew it with the old city itself, and protesting the policies and atrocities of the Israeli government, hoping that they will be able to bring international support to their cause. Now, what's going on today is men over the ages of 45 and 50 are allowed entry into the city with their permits, and women over the ages of 35 are allowed. This is policies being in place by Israel forbidding anybody under those ages. Children under the ages of 12 are allowed into the city, but they are, other than that, no one else is allowed in or near the Al-Aqsa.
Right now, Mohammed, of course, Al-Aqsa is a focal point of these International Quds Day rallies. It is a symbol of Palestinian resistance now, isn't it?
Now, the Al-Aqsa Mosque is the supposedly capital, The Al-Aqsa Mosque is the symbolic capital of the Palestinian independent state. The Palestinians look at Jerusalem Al-Quds and they look at Al-Aqsa as a symbol of the city itself, that hoping one day they'll be able to call it as the capital for their independent Palestine, an independent Palestine where they will have the right to determine their lives, the right to determine their livelihoods as well. And the Al-Aqsa Mosque itself has a very big importance to them, not only on a religious basis, but also as well as a political and historical one, as they believe this is one of their historical heritages in the old city itself.
Right now, Mona, let me get back to you. We do know that certain officials in Palestine have also called for the importance of International Quds Day to be recognized and for Palestinians to mark this day as well. Tell us a bit more about how the Palestinian leadership views this day.
Well, it's like a protest and marches might take place here in the occupied West Bank, where different figures and representatives of Palestinian factions and powers here in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah might take part in these demonstrations. The Palestinian leadership, of course, believe that it's needed for any kind of support and it's any kind of moves with the Palestinians, and of course they call for the whole world to continue supporting the Palestinians, and especially on the International Quds Day, it's an opportunity that the voice of the Palestinians could be heard and the atrocities of the Israeli army could be revealed to the whole world, especially while the Israelis try to convince the world that the Palestinians as well are not committing to what's called any forms of negotiations or even what's called a peace agreement if it's could be reached in the future. This is why the Palestinian leadership use the International Quds Day in order to tell the world that the Israelis are still committing crimes against the Palestinians on daily basis while continuing to build the illegal settlements, those checkpoints, the last war on Gaza Strip, and there are a lot lot of issues that are being carried out by the Israelis against the Palestinians. So it's a very important day, and the Palestinian leadership, of course, is using it to send a message to the world and to send a message to those who call for the support of the Palestinians, that any moves and protest marches should continue, especially that the whole world have a lot of issues other than the Palestinian issue in the Arab world, as well as what we are witnessing from time to another. So it's a very important day for the whole world to express their support to the Palestinians, especially with the rising atrocities and aggression by the Israeli army against Palestinians, especially in Jerusalem al-Quds.
Indeed, there's the West Bank, there is Jerusalem al-Quds, and then there is the Gaza Strip. Let me cross over to our correspondent, Ashraf Shandon, who joins us now live from Gaza. Ashraf, today's International Quds Day, as we've been discussing, is coming at a time when Palestinians, specifically those in the Gaza Strip, are commemorating 1 year since Israel launched its Operation Protective Edge, or its 50-day war on the Gaza Strip, which resulted in over 2,200 lives. Tell us a bit more.
Yes, Kenny's International Quds Day is a very important day for Palestinians, especially for the Gaza Strip that's been under Israeli siege for the ninth year this year. Last year, 2014, was the only year I remember that Al-Quds Day rallies were not held in the Gaza Strip, because Al-Quds Day last year took place while the people of Gaza were in the middle of Israel's 50-day war on the Gaza Strip that claimed the lives of at least 2,200 people and injured at least 11,000 people, including hundreds of women and children. International Quds Day is the most important solidarity event for Palestine that was declared by the late founder of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Today there is a big rally planned in the Gaza Strip following the Friday congregational prayer. For the last few days, signs were put up throughout the Gaza Strip declaring that this Friday is going to be the International Quds Day. So it's really a very important event for Palestinians who feel that they've been left out, and been also they also feel that there's some sort of international conspiracy of silence towards Israeli crimes that have been taking place for the last for nearly 7 decades. So this is a very important event to shed light on the suffering of Palestinians in general, and all, and the people of Gaza in particular. Around 1.8 million people live here. More than 53% of them are children under the age of 18, under siege, land, air, and sea. Been through three Israeli wars in the last 6 years alone.
Right now, that is the condition on the ground there in the Gaza Strip as the Palestinians there get set to mark International Quds Day. Now, it's not just in Palestine, but people all across the world, be it Lebanon, Pakistan, as far away as America, as well as Canada, people take to the streets to show their solidarity with the Palestinian cause. Now, joining us from the streets of Tehran, the Iranian capital, is our correspondent Gisu Misha Ahmad. The people on the streets of Tehran, of course, taking there to mark and show their solidarity with the plight of the Palestinians. Gisu, I understand the protests are just picking up right now, starting off. Tell us a bit more about it.
Exactly, as you mentioned, it's a little bit early in the day for the protests and for the protesters to be out on the streets. Even still, considering the fact that where I'm standing, right in front of Tehran University in Enghelab Square, is the point where all the different routes designated for the rallies will come together, and it's actually the final point. We still have groups of people coming in and chanting slogans against Israel. Israel and Israeli oppression and calling for more awareness about what's happening to Palestine and for the international community to take some serious action. So it's very interesting to see that although it's early in the day, we still have these people out on the street, considering it's a very hot summer day in the holy month of Ramadan and people are fasting.
And also, Gisu, people have spent last night, it was the night of decree or the night of power, and the whole night was spent in prayers, and yet people have come out early in the morning to show their support for the Palestinian cause.
Exactly, and I have to tell you, Kenny, that the entire week was marked by different conferences and different universities, different organizations holding meetings to discuss the situation in Gaza, to shed more light on what's happening. As you know, in the region, Kenny, there's a lot happening right now with ISIL terrorists, the situation in Yemen. So there's a lot of distraction, if you will, to take attention away from what's happening in Palestine. But fortunately, thanks to these meetings that have been held throughout the week, and of course International Quds Day, we see that the people are still aware. And another interesting thing that I found here was that people are saying that what is happening in the region is all in line with Israel's intention, and it's very likely that Israel is behind all of this to get attention away from what's happening in Palestine.
All right, that was Press News' Gisu Musha Ahmadi standing by in front of Tehran University there in the capital, Tehran. Gisu, thanks for keeping us updated. We'll continue to get more details from Gisu as well as Ashraf, but let me just cross over to our studios in Beirut. Joining us now is political analyst Ibrahim Moussaoui with his thoughts on International Quds Day. Mr. Moussaoui, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, year after year, we've seen International Quds Day being commemorated, and not just commemorated, but growing. What is the significance of this year's, particularly International Quds Day, specifically as it's been 1 year since the 50-day onslaught on the Gaza Strip?
It is very important. It's very significant. It has all the meanings of significance of the whole language, if it can help. I mean, when you come to steadfastness, when it comes to solidarity with the Palestinians, when it comes to commemorating the Jerusalem Day on annual scale, when you continue to support the cause of the Palestinians in such a large way all over the world, then this means you are committing yourself to a very important event. You are committing yourself to a very important cause, and yet you are doing a process of education to the generations to come. We know very well that our area, our region, has been plagued and continues to be plagued with so many different catastrophes, with wars, with internal strife, with a lot of political, social, economic, and security problems, let alone if we can talk about the terrorists of the so-called ISIL and what they have done in the whole region, threatening states, threatening governments, and perpetrating atrocities and genocide against communities from different sects, from different confessions. Now, when you have 1 day in the year that continues to be commemorated all over the world, this means that Iran and the whole world is committing itself to the cause, that there is always pinpointing towards the basic enemy of the Ummah, which is Israel. This means that the generations yet to come will understand, will be educated about where the problem is coming from, where is it emancipating, why it is continuing. So the significance of the commemoration, the significance of the continuation of this event is that we have always to commit ourselves to the basic issue, to the basic cause of all of the Ummah, aside from all of the other things that are taking place in the region. We have to understand who the enemy is. We have to understand who the friend is. And more importantly, it's more important on another front, actually. We know very well when we talk about Imam Khomeini, who has been the first one to acknowledge or to announce the last Friday of Ramadan as the Jerusalem Day. We know very well that he is trying to make this very important and necessary linkage between the generations and between the Ummah and the very basic causes of it, and to pinpoint towards the enemy against the Ummah.
Right,
it's
now,
very
speaking
important
of that,
to remember
Mr.
that
Mr. Moussaoui, let me just jump in there. We're quickly running out of time. When you speak of the Palestinian cause being at the heart of the main issues facing the Muslim world today, why so much significance to the Palestinian cause? Are you then saying that the atrocities committed by ISIL, etc., have their roots in the Israeli-Palestinian issue?
Absolutely. I mean, you can very simply make a replica. You can make a kind of resemblances. You can simply see the similarities. The same thing, the same line of genocide, the same line of massacres that the Israelis have done against the Palestinians, against the Syrians, against the Egyptians, against the Lebanese. And we remember Sabra and Shatila, we remember Khana, we remember in Palestine the massacres of Qubayi and Deir Yassin, and recently in Gaza. We know very well that there is a continuation of the massacres by the Israelis. The ISIL has perpetrated and executed more massacres in the recent history in such a very short lapse of time as to make people forget about the Israelis and even to consider that the Israelis are more merciful to the Arabs and to the people than those who are attributing themselves to Islam. It is a kind of tarnishing the image of Islam. It's a kind of bringing and presenting Islam as a terrorism, and at the same time it is a kind of polishing the face of the Israelis. That's why it's very important to remember always, and to, we know very well the Israelis are supporting the Takfiris, they are supporting ISIL, and they are doing everything possible in order to help them, in order to give them medical treatment, in order to help them in logistics against the Syrian army, against many areas in the region. That's why when we know that very well, we know it is very important to regain back the history of the region, to know who is the enemy is and how to fight against it.
Well, Mr. Moussaoui, you mentioned the ISIL terror group as well. Now, let's not forget, in recent weeks, we have seen the terror group threaten the people of Gaza and Hamas too. What kind of a message does International Quds Day and the solidarity of the people and the presence of the people on the streets send? What kind of message does it send to groups like ISIL?
Yeah, it's a very important and very necessary, very vital, very urgent, very crucial message that are being sent by the presence of the people and by their marches in the streets, especially in Iran. Iran is the stronghold of all of the liberation movements. Iran is the only country who continues to support Palestine, who continues to raise the flag of Palestine and the Palestinian cause against the Israelis, against the Americans, the way with all commitment, with the different commitments that entail such a cause. In this sense, we have to understand that the Israelis, when they know that there are continuation of generations who will continue to raise the flag of Palestine, then they know that their cause is lost. It's a lost case by themselves, and the continuation of the people to commit themselves to the issue will bring one day when we will see all the factions and all the people of the Ummah come together to unite in order to liberate Jerusalem from the Israeli aggression and oppression and occupation.
Right, so as so many people come out on the streets, and we've been showing this International Quds Day on Press TV year after year, the numbers have only grown, be it in North America or be it here in the Middle East or as far away as Malaysia or Indonesia, for example. However, as these numbers swell and these people take to the streets, how do you think Israel is going to interpret this public opinion that stands so decisively against it, specifically at a time when we see that there's a more right-wing radical government in place?
Again and again, this is going to send a very strong message to the Israelis that their case is lost. They cannot continue to make camouflage. They cannot continue to make a disarray. They cannot continue to mislead the people about what's happening. Everybody knows, even in Europe, new referendums have been conducted, and it says that Israel represents the number one threat to the international security, to the world peace. That's why, I mean, people, there is a spread of the word of awareness, and we have to understand a very important issue. When you do something for the sake of Allah, only purely, not for any political reason, not any for maximizing any kind of profits. It's only because you are committed to your cause, to your Islam, to your morality, to your responsibility. Imam Khomeini did that starting from this point, the point of commitment, responsibility, and for the sake of Allah, and only for the sake of Allah. And we know very well, if you do things for the sake of Allah, then Allah will take care of it. Allah will help. Allah will support. That's why there is more spread of the word of awareness among the people, regardless of all of this propaganda that are being conducted by the Western and even Arab media against Iran and against the Islamic Republic, against even Palestine. The image is going to continue to be depicted in a very straightforward and a very honest way, and people are going to be committed more and more day after day, year after year, and this will bring the issues to be materialized and crystallized into actions. The most important thing is that we have to change, we have to turn this awareness into actions, into commitment, in order to make an international siege against Israel, in order to show the ugly face, the crime face of this entity that has brought destruction and devastation to the whole world, and especially to this region, and more especially, specifically to Palestine.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's a political commentator, Ibrahim Mousavi, joining us from studios in Beirut. Mr. Mousavi, thank you very much indeed for your analysis of the international Quds Day. Now, Press TV is going to take a short break, but we're going to continue with our special coverage of the international Quds Day.